Okay, good to welcome everybody, and good Chodesh, and Freilich and Chanukah. Welcome to the Motzei Shabbos Shir for Parshas Miketz, Shabbos Chanukah. I'll talk about, there's a Shem about a Chanukah topic and not about Parshas Miketz today. We have one more day of Chanukah after tonight, tomorrow, one more night, one more light, tomorrow night, and then Chanukah is over. I want to speak this evening, given that tonight is again Rosh Chodesh as it was today. So there's some issues that come up with regards to the Kriyas HaTorah when Chanukah and Rosh Chodesh, or as this case this morning was, Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, and Chanukah coincide. I want to make sure there's no Mekach Tos. I entitled the Shir, Mistakes in Kriyas HaTorah on Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah. I'm not talking about mistakes that the Baal Kriya may make, you know, with words and trup and so on. That's a discussion a different time. I think we've actually talked about that in the past. That's a different subject, but rather in terms of what we learn, not the quality or the mistakes made by, if any, by the Baal Kriya in his reading, but rather relating to the actual Kriyas HaTorah, what it's supposed to be on Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah when it coincides, what the order is supposed to be, and mistakes that tend to come up, especially if there are multiple minyanim and so on, and not everybody knows what they're supposed to do. So that's what I'd like to speak about this evening. Our point of departure is the Gemara and Shabbos in the Chanukah Sugyah towards the end on Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis and Shabbos, the first of the sources. Again, I did re-email the sources. I hope people have them. Check your email. Should have come a little while ago. But in any event, if you don't have it in front of you, I'll read it for you. Shabbos Chav Gimel Amud Beis, the Gemara says as follows. At first glance, we have nothing to do with our topic. Omar Rove, Pshita Ner Beis of Ner Chanukah. Talking about somebody who's very poor and basically has money to afford either candles for Shabbos or candles, that's how Rashi understands, near Beis and Chanukah, near Beis or Shabbos. We're talking about a person, again, we can't even imagine such a thing, actually, but people are very poor at one time, and this person could afford either oil for Shabbos candles or for Chanukah candles. What wins out, right? So the Gemara says, near Beis or Adem Mishum Shalom Beis. Let him use the candles for Shabbos candles, because that way he has shalom bayis. Otherwise, he's not going to be able to see in the house, because the Chanukah candles are not allowed to be used for personal usage. The Shabbos candles not only allowed to be used for personal usage, but should be used. So therefore, for shalom bayis, to make sure that everyone in the house is comfortable, there's light at the table, and you know, the person asks you to pass the salt, you don't make a mistake, and by mistake pass the pepper, right, and then ruin the food. So for shalom bayis sake, spend the money, whatever little money he has, on their Shabbos rather than in their Chanukah. Okay. That's number one. Statement two, Rava says, also clearly ner beis over kiddush hayom. Let's say, forget about Chanukah, it's a regular Friday night, and the person has either enough money to buy oil for his candles or for wine for kiddush. What should he do then? So again, ner beis o adif mishum shalom beis o. Shalom beis o. Same thing. As Rashi says in source number two, and there in Shabbos Chav Gimel Beis Dimasu Shalom Beis, the concern is, should we look at the end of Rashi, Bnei Beis Mitzdarin Leishir B'choshir, it's uncomfortable, unpleasant to sit in the dark. Again, we have electric lights, a whole different society, but at that time, you didn't have any candles. Let's say you sat in the dark, it was unpleasant, so Shabbos is supposed to be pleasant. So in both cases, Shabbos candle, by buying oil for Shabbos candles, takes precedence over buying oil for Chanukah candles, as well as for takes precedence over buying wine for Kiddush. Now the Gemara asks, okay, the two losing mitzvah, so to speak. Boy, Rava, ner Chanukah v'kiddush hayom. But now we have the following question. Let's say he has enough money for Shabbos candles. Good. Now he has a little more money. Either he can buy oil for ner Chanukah or candle for Chanukah, or he can buy wine for kiddush. Now what wins out? The Gemara asks, mahu. So kiddush hayom adif de tadir. Do we say, look, kiddush is more significant because kiddush is a requirement every single week. Every Friday night we have to make kiddush. So therefore, that's tadir. That's more frequent. So that beats out ner Chanukah, which is only once a year, right? Or Dilma, no, ner Chanukah adif mishum pirsumi nisa. On the other hand, Ner Chanukah has an advantage that, by lighting Ner Chanukah or publicizing the great miracle of Hashem and so on, maybe that should take precedence, even though it's less common. So, Basa Dibaya Hadar Pashta, after Rav asked this question, he himself answered, Ner Chanukah Adif Mishum Pesume Nisa. Ner Chanukah, he should spend the oil on Chanukah candle, the money rather on oil for the Chanukah candles rather than wine for Kiddush, even though Kiddush is more frequent. Nevertheless, Pesume Nisa of Ner Chanukah beats out Tadir. Okay, that's the Gemara, which at first glance has nothing to do with our topic. Our Ritos is there in Shabbos, Chav Gimel Beis, Diva Maska Hodar Pasha, source number three, raises the question based on what we did this morning, right? Kishachal Rosh Chodesh Teves, Lios B'Shabbos. Right? This morning was the first day of Rosh Chodesh Teves. Okay, and it landed on Shabbos. That's why we took out three Sifrei Torah. So we have to read from three different leanings. We have to read the Kriyas HaTorah, the Parshas HaShavuot, which was Miketz, as it usually is, on Hanukkah. Okay, we have to read the Rosh Chodesh leaning because Rosh Chodesh. We have to read the Hanukkah leaning because it's Hanukkah. So what do we do? Okay, what's the order? All right, so basically, I would think, all right, the Parshas HaShavuot comes first. That's the primary leaning and so on. So that there doesn't seem to be much of a discussion on it. But now, the question is, what do we take from the second Sefer Torah? What do we take from the third Sefer Torah? Do we have the leaning for Rosh Chodesh first or leaning for Hanukkah first? Well, based on what we just said, we would have the question could be the following. On the one hand, Rosh Chodesh is more frequent than Hanukkah. Rosh Chodesh is every month, you know, 12 times throughout the year. Hanukkah is only once a year. It's 8 days. So therefore, we should read the Rosh Chodesh leaning first because it's Tadir. It's more common. On the other hand, Hanukkah has the element of Pirsumei Nisa. And we just read in the Gemara that Pirsumei Nisa beats out Tadir. That's why the person who's so poor should spend the money on oil for Hanukkah candles over wine for Kiddush, even though Kiddush is more common. So what do we do? That's the kasha which Tosas is dealing with, okay? And the Tosas says that our practice, as we did this morning, is in fact to lay in the Rosh Chodesh laning first and then the Hanukkah laning. Now, the problem is, well, what do you mean? You just said Hanukkah laning should have come first because the Gemara just said that Pirsumei Nisa beats out Tadir. So why don't we lay in the Hanukkah candles first? The Tosas, in effect, gives three terutzim, okay? Number one, Tosas posits, and as a discussion in its own right, that when do we say that Pirsumei Nisa, like in the Gemara, in source number one, when we say that Pirsumei Nisa beats out Tadir, that's when I'm only going to be able to do one of the two things. Like in the case in the Gemara, the guy either had money he could either purchase wine for Kiddush or he could purchase oil for Kiddush. I'm able to do one of them. So in that case, the Gemara concludes that Pirsumei Nisa beats out Tadir. However, in the case with the Leini, we're going to do both. We're going to lay in the Rosh Chodesh and we're going to lay in the Hanukkah Leini. It's not a choice of one or the other. It's just a question of order. In that case, Tadir wins out. Okay, that's why the Rosh Chodesh Leini comes first. Even though the Gemara said Pirsumei Nisa beats out Tadir, Tosa says, no, that's only when you're going to do one and not the other, then what wins out? Well, you're going to end up doing both anyway. And it's just a question of the order, so then Tadir wins. That's Teretz number one of Tosa. Teretz number two of Tosa is Va'od. The B'kriyas HaTorah ain't called Kach Pirsumei Nisa. Lighting the Hanukkah candles, that's Pirsumei Nisa. But the laning for Hanukkah, this morning we read the laning of the six Nasi. You know, that's not what Pirsumei Nisa. It's nothing really to do with Hanukkah per se. Yes, I know there's a connection with Hanukkah and the Mishkan and everything, but there's no Pirsumei Nisa per se in the Hanukkah laning. It doesn't say anything about the candles, about the miracle. So therefore, it's not such Pirsumei Nisa. Therefore, Tadir wins out. In the case of the Gemara, Pirsumei Nisa wins out because it's lighting the Hanukkah candles. That Gufa is Pirsumei Nisa. But the laning is not really such Pirsumei Nisa. Therefore, we go back to the old rule of Tadir. That is answer number two of Tosas. Answer number three of Tosas, Nirala Rashba. By the way, when Tosas quotes the Rashba, that's not the Rishon the Rashba, Rav Shlomo ben Aderes that we usually refer to as the Rashba. Okay, when we're talking to Yeshivas about the Rashba, that's a Sfaradi Talmud of Ramban, Rav Shlomo ben Aderes, not quoted in Tosas. This is Rav Shimshon ben Avram, sometimes known as the Rash Mishantz. A lot of times called just the Rash, Rav Shimshon of Shantz. Okay, we have on Zroim and on Kodesh Mataris, his parish on the Mishnayos and so on. And one of the Balei Tosas, whoever. So he gives another teretz that we want to reign Rosh Chodesh first because we want to read the Haftorah of Hanukkah. The Tosos at the beginning. We read about the Neros de Zechariah, it's called, right? In the beginning, it starts with the Parak Beis of Zechariah and Treoser. And the rule with the Haftorah is the Haftorah should always match the last laning that you did. Whenever we have two Sifrei Torah, we read two, or even we have one Sifrei Torah, and we read a double sedra, the Haftorah, as a general rule, there are exceptions, a general rule follows the last reading that we did. Okay? So then when we have a double sedra, generally the Haftorah is the Haftorah of the second sedra, not the first. Okay, when we take out two Sifrei Torah, the Haftorah corresponds to the second laning, not the first. So here too, we want to read the Neros de Zechariah, which is a part of Hanukkah story and so on. That is part of Pirsumei Nisa, how we understand that. And therefore, since we want to read that Haftorah, we will, even though Pirsumei Nisa maybe does beat out Tadir based on the Gemara, but we will read the Rosh Chodesh laning first, so that the Hanukkah laning is the last thing we did, and we go right into the Haftorah of Neros de Zechariah. That's what we did. So says Tosas over there in Shabbos Chof Gimel and Beis. Now, that's talking about when Rosh Chodesh Teves coincides with Shabbos as it did in the morning. Indeed, you look in the Gemara in Megillah, Chaf Tes on Beis Sos. Forva Amar Bizak Nafcha, Rosh Chodesh Teves, Shecholios B'Shabbos, Mevin Shalosh Toros, B'Karmahem. Again, we did that this morning. Echad B'Yon Shoyom, Echad B'Rosh Chodesh, Echad B'Chanukah. Good. Now, what's the next case in the Gemara? Itmar, tomorrow. Rosh Chodesh Teves, Shecholios B'Chol. What about Rosh Chodesh Teves? Not always on Shabbos. Not every year is Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos, Hanukkah. This year we had it, and we have another day of Rosh Chodesh tomorrow. So tomorrow, Rosh Chodesh Teves, Shecholios B'Chol. Amar Yitzchak Karu Tlos of Rosh Chodesh V'Chad B'Chanukah. Yitzchak says we have four aliyahs, it's Rosh Chodesh, three from the Rosh Chodesh lane and one from Chanukah. Okay, that's what he said. Dim Rechefa Amar, Karu Tosa Mechanaka Mechad Rosh Chodesh. And another opinion the other way. Read three Aliyahs from Mechanaka and one from Rosh Chodesh. What's the Svaras Amar and Kabbos of Yitzhak Nafchas Mistabra? The Tadr Shen Tadr, Tadr Kodem. So Ravitzak, one opinion as well. The Rosh Chodesh Lenin comes first. So therefore, Tadr wins out. Okay, and that's how we should start. And tomorrow we should start with the Rosh Chodesh Lenin and then move to the Chanukah Lenin. The other opinion, Rav Avin said, no, Kabbos of Dima Mistabra, because why is there a Ravi tomorrow? Chanukah only has three aliyahs. All that we hold this whole week, we only reign three aliyahs. Why is there a fourth aliyah tomorrow? Because Rosh Chodesh. So he said it's Mistabra that the fourth aliyah should be Rosh Chodesh laning and not the Chanukah. That's what he says. Anyway, there's a machlokas. My havelor of Yosef Amar machlokas had a paskin ein mashkichim Rosh Chodesh. Rabba Amar ein mashkichim bechanukah vehilchasa ein mashkichim bechanukah Rosh Chodesh ikar. The conclusion of the Gemara is never mind Chanukah as Rashi is ein mashkichim there in five. Lasos ikar Chanukah is not the first laning. It's not the primary laning. The primary laning when Rosh Chodesh Tevis falls on a weekday, as it does tomorrow, the primary laning is the Rosh Chodesh laning, and Chanukah is secondary. Okay, and as Tosa says over there in Megillah, Chav Tesim Abayz, Tosa says, Pirish la soso ikar v'afagav the hilchus to Rabba Kalagabar of Yosef, even though we pass the news like Rabba against of Yosef, here they had a question because the other Amoraim in the mix. Okay, the Rambam says, Hilchas Tfila, Perikib Gimel, Halacha Chav, Dalet 7, Rosh Chodesh, Tevis, Cholos, Beshabbos, Motzin, Shlosh, Shesvarim, Harishon, Karim, Bel, Seder, Yom, Hashenik, Karba, Inyan, Rosh Chodesh, Hashish, Karba, Inyan, Chanukah, like we did this morning, and Chalios, Be'emtza, Shabbos, during the week, like tomorrow, Shlosh, Karim, Inyan, Rosh Chodesh, three Aliyahs from Rosh Chodesh, and the Revi is from Chanukah, and that's the Shulchan Aruch Paskin as well, Simon Tov, Fresh, Pei, Dalet, Siv, Gimel, spells out the same exact thing, the Mishnah Berurah explains the reason why, it's gotten Yud, Source 9, Bishol, Rosh Chodesh, Tadir, Kodim. Okay, because Tadir wins out, and the Shulchan Aruch adds that the Maftir, the Haftarah, is running the Simchi again. Those are the Pesukim from Sefer Zechariah, and so on. Okay, and he says that even though Tadir, he discussed a little bit, the reference that Tosus, he says that even though Tadir should win, but Tadir does win, but he says, since we want to read Chanukah list, we should have the Haftarah for Ma'ad Tzolik Meneh, because he says, really, shouldn't we read the Haftarah of Rosh Chodesh? Same question, Tadir, right? The Haftarah of Rosh Chodesh is more common. Okay, it could happen more than once a year. Okay, anyway, that's the din, that's what we follow. It's interesting, the Maharit, okay, and by the way, the Sukkot and Yud Beis, the Mishnah just explains where the stops are tomorrow when Rosh Chodesh Hashanah. We don't repeat that Pasuk, it tells you where the stops are. Okay, the Maharit writes as follows in the famous Trani family in his Chidushim to the Gemara in Shabbos Chav Gimel Mid Aleph. Chav Gimel Beis rather. Dina Masa Hodar Pasha. He's bothered. He says, one second. Tosus had asked how the Gemara seems to say that Pirsumei Nisa beats out Tadir. So Gemara asks. So Tosus asks, what he means? How come the laning of Chanukah doesn't come before the laning of Rosh Chodesh? So Tosus gave three terutzim. Right, one terutz is that you only say Tadir when you're not going to do both, you only say presuming Nisa Adif when you're going to do only one of the things, but here you're going to do two. Then he gave a second teretz that's not so much presuming Nisa and Elaine. The third teretz is because of the Haftorah, right? We want the Haftorah to match the last thing we read. Ask the Maharit, that third answer will not work for the weekday. If Tosas Kasha applied to weekday also, why does Rosh Chodesh Lenin comes first? Because, Pirsum and Esav Chanukah should win. So the first two answers are still apropos. This still makes sense. But the Marit points out the third Teretz, there's no Haftarah tomorrow. And that worked for today. We want to read the Chanukah Haftarah, but there's no Haftarah on Rosh Chodesh Tevis Aleh on weekday. So tomorrow there's no Haftarah. So the third Teretz will not work. Whoever gave that third Teretz says the Marit, a flimsy Teretz, only works for the Shabbos question. It doesn't work for when it's a weekday. And therefore, the Marit concludes that that's why I think that the first two Terutzim are better Terutzim. Okay, the first two Terutzim will work for Shabbos and for weekday, and the third will only work when it lands on Shabbos. So that's what the Marit points out. Now, I want to deal with it. The Yeshuas Yaakov, Yaakov Ornstein, Yeshuas Yaakov and his commentary on the Shulchan Aruch there, and some tough Reish Pedalot. I'm not going to read inside, so it's number 11. But he says the truth of the matter is that we need to understand what's going on. He raised the same kasha, doesn't quote the word, but he raised the same kasha, okay, because the third teretz won't work for when it's a weekday. You could say it's a low pluk, but okay. We have to. So he says, Anir Ali, after the dots, he says, when Rosh Chodesh Tevis lands on Shabbos, there's something else. Okay, namely that we have a concept of Shiva Kruim, right? The seven aliyahs of Shabbos. All right, so the Maftir is not really one of the Shiva Kruim. And we make a big fuss about the Haftarah, but in a certain sense, the Maftir, that the mere fact that we even read the Torah for the Maftir is just is almost like a booby prize, because you know the maftij only gets to read quote unquote from Navi. So therefore, we throw him a bone, so to speak, and we let him read a few psukim in the Torah, repeat the last few psukim. But the maftij is not really one of the seven kruim. So says the Yeshua Yaakov, that's what's going on in that Tosas. Tosas bothered, 1 second. Okay. You have six aliyahs from the Parsha of Shavua. And then you have two more aliyahs. One is Shvi and one is Maftir. Which one's going to be Rosh Chodesh? Which one's going to be Hanukkah? One of the two, okay, it's not so much the order, but one of the two is not going to be one of the Shiva Kruin. It's going to be a sort of a secondary status, so to speak. So that's what's going on in Tosas. One of the two is going to be, you know, less Chashivas. The question is now, what's more important to have as one of the Shiva Kruin? Is it Prisumi Nisa or is it Tadir? He said, that's what's going on, so to speak, in that Gemara. Okay, in terms of Chashivas, which one is going to end up being one of the Shiva Kruim, and which was going to be, so to speak, an extra. All right. So there, that's what Tosa says. He's only speaking about Shabbos. But on tomorrow, there are four Kruim. So it doesn't really matter which Aliyah is from who. You're going to read the Rosh Chodesh, and you're going to read the Chanukah Laning. All of them are from the Chiyuve Kriya of that day. So then it doesn't really make a big difference. Tosos wasn't bothered by that. Tosos wasn't, that's what the Yeshua Yaakov says. Tosos wasn't talking about it. You look carefully in Tosos. Okay, look back at source number three. Tosos, Darto, Nirulash Bok, Kishachal, Rosh Chodesh, Tavis, Tils, Shabbos. Tosos only bothered when it's Shabbos. Okay, because one of the Aliyahs is not going to be from the Shiva Kruim. So therefore, that's why there's a discussion. Which one has more chashivas and taught there in Pesach? It goes back and forth. Then all the reasons apply because he's only talking about Shabbos. But on a weekday, even whichever one is fourth, it's still, whichever one is last, it's still one of the kruim of the day. So Yeshua Yaakov said, therefore, in that particular case, you're right. The third answer doesn't work for Shabbos. And I'm sorry, for a weekday. But that wasn't the question. A weekday doesn't matter. Okay. A weekday does really make a difference. That's the suggestion more or less that he says. Okay. So that's the Yeshua Yaakov's answer. The Beis Halevi gives a little bit of a different teretz. It's a long, in a way, it seems to be along similar lines, but it's not quite the same. But the Beis Halevi says that it's not a matter of the Yeshua Yaakov says, it's a matter of who's part of the kruim. But he said as follows. He said, you know, which is the more prominent aliyah? Which is the more prominent aliyah? Okay. On Rosh Chodesh, more prominent aliyah is the Revi, because after all, if you think about it for a moment, if it wouldn't be Rosh Chodesh, it wouldn't be a Revi, like we said before, right? So the fact that on Rosh Chodesh we lane an extra aliyah, that's the more prominent aliyah, okay? That's on a weekday, but when it comes to Shabbos, on a weekday the Revi has a chashivas on its own. Meaning that even if I lane the other laning first, whichever one will be, I lane the Hanukkah first, then I lane Rosh Chodesh. I lane Rosh Chodesh first, and then Hanukkah. But the Revi stands out as an important aliyah because this is the extra aliyah. We didn't have this any other day this week. Oh, this is a bit. Which is the more chashav aliyah? I don't want to be, cause trouble for the Gaboyim. But which is the more chashav aliyah to give to the more chashav a person, right? But when it comes to that's on a weekday. So therefore, he says the same thing like Yaakov. Tosfos only talking about on Shabbos when the maftir. Okay, even though we give a lot of chashivas to the maftir, but it's not really that important. The chashivas doesn't stand out in the same way. Okay, on Shabbos, because and therefore he said there on Shabbos you have a question because but on a weekday, whichever one quote unquote loses and is lain last. But it has the chashivas of being Revi. So it has its own independent chashivas, right? Because it's an extra aliyah for that day. Oh, people pay attention. We have an extra aliyah. Okay, but on Shabbos, not the same thing. Now you can argue, yeah, but Maftir does stand out. You know, we only have Maftir because it's Shabbos. Okay, but that's the teretz of the Beis Halevi. Fine. And you look carefully in the Gemara. I put it here in 13. We'll go through it quickly. But the Gemara actually has a discussion on Megillah of Gimel and Aleph. Does Maftir count as one of the seven? Does it not count? Okay. There's a Tosis over there, who we passing like. And I'm not going to go into all the details there. You can look at it and see that's part of the discussion. Interesting. Tosis seems to say in one place, he quotes a Medrash Yilam Deinu. Okay. Medrash Yilam Deinu that indicates one way. And the Marsha points out that we don't have that in our Medrash Yilam Deinu, and the Maariv Chaya says he found it somewhere else. Okay, whatever, some discussion that our Tanchuma, Medrash Yilam Deinu is a nickname for Tanchuma usually, and our Tanchuma, the Maariv Chaya, they points out is not always complete. Okay, anyway, that's the background. Now we come to the question, yeah, but what happens if there's a goof up? And you hear these stories every year. especially in the yeshivas and places, a lot of minyanim going on. There's always a question. Tomorrow. Today, I don't think you have so much to mix up, but what happens tomorrow? So the Rishonim quote, I printed from the Rokeach, and Shibbol HaLeket, Rokeach is in Siman Reish Chavav, and the Shibbol HaLeket, and Yom Chanuk is in Kuf Tzadi. They both quote from Rabbeinu Shlomo, which is Rashi. I saw afterwards, I didn't put in the sheets, it's in the Machzor of Vitri, and it's in the Siddur Rashi, the following question. Pam Achas, look at 18. Shachach Mikora Arba Parshas HaChodesh. Parshas doesn't mean Parshas HaChodesh or Pesach. It's talking about Rosh Chodesh. Tomorrow, okay, the shul was davening, and they made a mistake, and they had the, they knew it's Hanukkah, but they read the regular four aliyahs for Rosh Chodesh. Okay, and they read that by mistake. Okay, now what? Now they realize, wait a minute, we're supposed to, the fourth aliyah is supposed to be from Hanukkah. Right, that's what we paskened earlier. And they made a mistake in the shul. They lay in the regular Rosh Chodesh. Nobody caught it. It was early minyan. People have to sleep. Okay, there are late minyan. People have to sleep. Whatever. They didn't catch it. Okay, and now they read the four aliyahs from Rosh Chodesh. What do you do now? So it says, Amar Rabbeinu, Im lo haya sefer Torah chutz, if they never took out another sefer Torah, they only took out one, lo haya netzvichin likos chamish Chanukah. Forget it. So if there won't be, again, this could come up tomorrow. Forget the Chanukah lane. Forget it. And he quotes that Gemara in earlier in Megillah, Daf Chav Gimel, which we had in source four. Ein mashkichin b'Chanukah. Ein mashkichin b'Chanukah. Right, forget Chanukah. Okay, so there won't be Chanukah. I had four aliyahs from Rosh Chodesh. Good, everyone goes home. Shalom al Yisrael. And forget about Chanukah. However, he says, Kloma, he understands it's not just Rashi, you don't make it prominent, but if you're stuck in this odd situation, forget about the Chanukah learning altogether. However, and then he adds something else, because someone wants to propose, well, maybe if you catch it before the guy said the bracha, don't call up another aliyah, but kind of like roll the Sefer Torah to somebody else. Okay, we never have a person have two aliyahs in a row except for a Kohen B'Kohen Levi. It's a different issue. I mean, it relates. But the Shibbol HaLeket spells it out further. Okay, he quotes the same thing. Motzosi Reino Shlomo Zatzal, the same question. And he writes, it depends whether another Sefer Torah came out or not. Because if they never took out another Sefer Torah, so he agrees, forget it. But if they took out of the second Sefer Torah, so then Mishum Pagomo, we don't want to suggest that there's something puzzle or something not fit about that second Sefer Torah. So therefore he says, in the fourth line of the 19th, Shahoti based Torahs Mishum Pagomo shall say for Torah Shani, Tzorach Likros Chamishi B'Shoch Hanukkah. Yeah, so they'll have five aliyahs. Strange case, they'll have five aliyahs on Rosh Chodesh. How could that happen? So that's a trivia question. Here it is. Okay, they made a mistake. They lane four Rosh Chodesh aliyahs. If they had a second Sefer Torah out, such that you're now not going to lane from that second Sefer Torah else, and it's embarrassing. It'll be a lack of Kavod HaTorah. People think, oh, there must be something possible about that Torah. So then open up the Sefer Torah, have a fifth aliyah, and you'll read the Chanukah laning. That's what he says you should do. Okay? And then he says, don't think the Revi is a different issue, but why not let the Revi, even if you had one Sefer Torah out, why not let the Revi, if you caught it before we finish, roll. It's not such a long roll from Pinchas back to Noso, where there was Chodesh landing back to the Chanukah landing. Roll back and let him continue. That we don't do because the Mishnah says in Megillah and Chav Gimel Beis, Kar B'Torah Levchus Mishosh Shapsukim, the Mishnah continues on Chav Dalam Alav, Medalgin Menove and Medalgin Torah. When you're laying, you're not allowed to skip from one place to another in the Torah on two different subjects. Okay, because Rashi said it'll mix people up, they won't be able to follow. Okay, we do know that if it's the same topic, you're allowed to do that. That's a mission in Yuma, that on Kippur, the Kohen Gadol, part of the Avodah Sayom and Kippur was the Kohen Gadol lane, certain parts of the Torah that related to Yom Kippur. The Mishnah says in Yuma, Samech Chesam Beis, the Mishnah says, Bolo Kohen Gadol Likros, Korah Achremos, Ach Be'osar. You'd read from Achremos, which is what we lay in on Yom Kippur also. It's all about the Avodah Yom Kippur. And he would also then skip to Parshas Emor a couple of Parshas later. Ach Be'osar says Rashi in Yuma Samech Chesam Beis, 23. Ach Be'osar says Parshas Emor Lakonim. It's a couple of Parshas later. But that's okay. Now the Gemara asks on Samech Chesam Beis, but I thought the Mishnah says in the Torah, you're not allowed to skip. And Abai says, no, it's different when you're dealing with the same topic. If all about Yom Kippur, so it's okay. But anyone here, it won't help us because here we're not talking about the same topic. Okay, here we're talking one is Chanukah, one is Rosh Chodesh. Now that's the din. Okay, that is the din. The Rambam Paskins, again, I printed out the sources. Rambam Paskins, Perek Yud Beis, Hilchos Tefillah Chachas, 26, and the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Kriya Sefer Torah, Chaim Sim Kuf Mem Dalet Sif Aleph, Medalgim Benovi. In Novi, you can skip around. Okay, in Novi, in Haftorahs, you can skip around, which we sometimes do, but not in Shabbos, not in Sefer Torah. There's a Shulchan Aruch, the Chashin Shamatis Balbil Das Hashomim. It'll mix people up unless it's one subject like with the Kohen Gadol. Fine. But getting back to our, that's why that's not an option. But let's come back to our topic. So Shulchan Aruch paskins like this conclusion in the Rishonim. The Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Tov Reish Pei Dalet Hilchos Chanukah Siv Gimel 28, This exact case. The Chazan, the Shul, made a mistake, and they gave you four Rosh Chodesh Aliyahs, they read the regular Rosh Chodesh Lening, Paskin, the Shulchan Aruch, like we just read, Im lo hotzir sefer sheni, if they never took out a second sefer, ain tzarich likro sefer. Done. Forget the Chanukah Lening. Avalim hotzir sefer sheni, Yishum pegomo tzarich likro hey b'shal Chanukah. No choice, you know, having a fifth Aliyah. Okay, and the Mishipur again fills in the blanks, like we said, Sukkot and Yudalad. Obviously, the Gemara says that when you have Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to worry as much about Hanukkah, you can't skip around, and so on and so forth. But we don't want to imply that a Sefer Torah is, and even though the Mishipur points out in Sukkot and Tezvav, even though it's a strange thing, because we never have Hosafas on Rosh Chodesh. Okay, you're allowed to have Hosafas on Shabbat. We never have Hosafas on Rosh Chodesh, so that's a din. The Mishavur points it out in Sukkot and Tezvav in 29. We don't usually have Hosafas. Yeah, but here, to protect the dignity of the Sefer Torah, Mishum Pugo, Hada Mir Shkosh, Emosif, and Arba Milifko, and the Sefer Torah. It's better to violate that din of not having Hosafas than to, you know, I don't say degrade or but imply something better about a Sefer Torah. Okay, just so that's the din. It's interesting, the Shevet HaLevi, Rav Osner, Chelik Aleph in his Tshuva, Sim Kuf Tzadi Gimel, and another Tshuva, in Chelek Vav, Simon Pei Vav, deals with the following question. All right, that's the din as Paskin the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, but he asks another question. He asks, what if you had the following mistake? You read the first three Aliyahs of Rosh Chodesh, and then they realize, wait a minute, the fourth Aliyah is supposed to come from Hanukkah, right? So they read the first three Aliyahs, dividing it up, not like the Mishabur said earlier, but dividing up like a regular Rosh Chodesh, right? Which means you didn't yet read of Rosh Chodeshim, which is the Ikar of Rosh Chodesh. Now what do you do? Okay, that's what the Shevet HaLevi is that child. What do you do now? Okay, on the one hand, I could say, okay, well, we didn't make the mistake, so we read some of the Rosh Chodesh planning. So now take out the second Sefer Torah, read the Revi from the Chanukah. On the other hand, but then you missed the main Rosh Chodesh. You didn't read a Rosh Chodeshim, right? So the question is, what do you do now? He's bothered. Okay, he says, especially, you know, in the other case, fine, you already read four Aliyahs. Now there's a Pagam of a Sefer Torah. But he says over here, to set yourself up to have a Hosafa. To set yourself up to have a Hosafa. Now, I know in the other case, I already had the four Aliyahs. So you took out a second Sefer Torah. So Mishum Pagam of the Sefer Torah. I have no choice but to violate the rule of not making a Hosafa, as the Mishabur pointed out. And Beit Yosef, we violate that rule rather than, denigrate a Sefer Torah. Yeah, but here, you already have three Aliyahs. Okay, so maybe here, okay, so forget a Rosh Chodesh. We can't have a Hosafa, okay? Or maybe just read a Rosh Chodesh and not the, because you have to have the Rosh Chodesh and not the fifth Aliyah. That's what he's struggling with. Because he, don't set yourself up to have a Hosafa. That's what he's bothered by. Okay, he's interested in how he spells it out, but he seems to say that in this case, Hanukkah should be pushed aside completely, okay? And even though there's on the other hand, it's not so posh. The other tshuva, he analyzed it further. Okay, I don't spend that much time on it. You can read it. It's an interesting tshuva. Okay, he says again. Look at the top of the next page. That's what he thinks. Maybe Hanukkah should be pushed aside completely. On the other hand, it protects the dignity of the Sefer Torah. And as others, he quotes that people disagree about it. Okay. All right, so that's an interesting question. So that is one type of mistake that we saw in the Shulchan Aruch. Now listen to another issue, okay? What if they didn't make a mistake in terms of reading the Rosh Chodesh Lening, all four Aliyahs, or in the Shevet HaLevi's case, three Aliyahs, and they left out of Rosh Chodeshim and Tom, but they made a different mistake. It's in the Avudram, in a different area, Birchas Alechem, Zimun, and Birchas Amozim. But anyway, the Avudram has the following. Kosovo and Ugershim, Rosh Shomo, Yeshme Anshe Ador, Shemachich Mizer Yushalmi, quotes Yushalmi, and he says, which we'll see what Yushalmi is about, not about this topic, but it connects. He says, B'maisha She'ira, listen to this one, Ki Rosh Chodesh Tevis, Shemotzi and Shnei Sifrei Torah, Echad Shosh Chodesh Echad Shepanaka, the Torah Shatu Posach Oso Shochanaka, Ubercha Korelo. They made the following mistake. You're supposed to read the first Aliyah for Rosh Chodesh, the first three Aliyahs for Rosh Chodesh. They opened up the first, the Chanukah Sefer Torah, and the guy said the Brocha, and it was the Chanukah Aliyah. The Chanukah Aliyah is supposed to be the fourth. And they started with the first. I'm telling you, I've heard this happen. Okay, this comes up. Okay, and it came up back then too. All right, so they made a mistake. You hear the case, it's a different case. Here they started with the Chanukah Aliyah by mistake, right? And the guy made a Brocha. Then, Vizkiru Atzibur Kita. Rosh Chodesh Utada, Yeshlek Bishon. You know what happened? Everyone in the shul, everyone starts yelling. Okay. So, that happened those days too. So the whole tzibur, what are you doing? The guy starts reading, what's tomorrow, the seventh day of Hanukkah. Oh, what do you mean? What are you doing? It's supposed to be Rosh Chodesh. Oh, yeah. Now what? Okay, so this is the question. So what he did was, Hifzik, he stopped. Okay, he stopped. Itaka stopped the Hanukkah laning and rolled to the Rosh Chodesh laning. Okay, and he brings a discussion in the Yerushalmi, okay, about really relating to whether the Ola should make another bracha or not. So the Ola made that bracha on the Hanukkah. Now it turns out the Hanukkah laning was wrong. Not supposed to start with the Hanukkah laning. Okay, so he moved over to Rosh Chodesh laning. So he refers to Yerushalmi. Okay, look at this Yerushalmi. Two passages in Yerushalmi. I'll read the first thing in the Avodah. He writes, he says, he brings Yerushalmi. He says the Ola should read when they caught the mistake, even though he had made the bracha before. And they started reading the Hanukkah. Everyone yelled, you make a mistake. Okay, they realized, right, they stopped. Now they either move the other Sefer Torah, they roll this one to Rosh Chodesh, probably they roll this one to Rosh Chodesh. Fine. Now does the Ola have to make a new bracha? This Rabbeinu Gershom Roshoma Paskins, yes. And he brings a Rav from Roshalmi. One, okay. He has the following, there's two cases, okay? You take a look in the Yerushalmi, in Brachas Parak Vav Alach Aleph, 33. Rabbi Zrikan Amar, Rabbi Zer Boy, Ahan Denas of Turmusa. A guy picked up some kind of a bean, some kind of a plant, a bean to eat, Uvarach Leve, and a Nafoim Benem. And it fell into the mud, he dropped it. So now he takes another bean. And mahu mevarcha leve is man tininus. You have to make a second bracha or not. Okay. So the first they answer, well, ma beino levein amasayim. Okay. You know, you have a flowing water. You make a bracha shaka, whatever water comes. You have to make, it's not the exact same water that was in front of you when you made the bracha. It's a stream, right? Or a water fountain. Time you make a bracha of shahakal, by the time you've going to take a taste of the other waters down the drain. You know, it's not the same water. But the answer is, you know, you don't make a new brachas. They wanted to say it's the same thing here. The Gemara said, no, it's not the same, because there you had in mind when you made the bracha just on that one bean you're going to eat, not the other beans. Okay, on the one food, not the other food. Here, when you made the bracha on the water, it was whatever water comes. That's one thing. You can look in the Pnei Moshe I printed there. Okay, another case, Amar Chir Barva, Hada Amar Handanasit Pugla. I took a roll of bread. It didn't come into his hand and so on. And he dropped it again into the mud or something and he can't eat it. So now, at the bench a second time. That's the Yerushalmi. So that's what's being talked about in this topic in the Avodah. And the, this Rabbeinu Shlomo ben Gershon Paskins, he says, you see, in the case where you didn't have in mind, so you do have to make a new bracha, right? That's what emerges in there. In the case you didn't have in mind on the second food item, with the water you had in mind. But the other cases you don't. So it's the same thing here. This guy who made the bracha, the Kohen, who got the first aliyah, had in mind the Hanukkah leini, because that's what the Balkari showed him. And now they roll it back to Rosh, or not back, but ahead to Rosh Chodesh, so you got to make another bracha. Okay, then he also talks about and there's a hefsik, and the shtika considered a hefsik, and so on. Anyway, that's the bottom line. And in that case, he says, you have to, you have to make a new bracha. But he said, but it's not really the same, okay? Because number one, we don't count shtika as a hefsik, okay? And number two, he says some people are makel with that food also for reasons we'll see shortly, okay? And after all, maybe he had in mind whatever the laning's supposed to be. Like last two words, last three lines of 32. But hachanami, ha sefer Torah kameh, the sefer Torah is there. B'dayta alei l'chola parsha, whatever it is, it's not being makben on dafka this section, whatever he's supposed to be. Okay, so that's how he paskin. You shouldn't make a new bracha. Okay, we'll come back to, we'll analyze that a little bit. Okay, and again, these type of cases do come up. Look at 35 in the Shulchan Aruch. There are more there in our Chos Chanukah. It's in Tov Reish Pei Dalet Tziv Gimel. There are more rights in Ta Mehischa Likos B'Shul Chanukah Tzorich LaHafsik Likos Rosh Chodesh. He quotes that Avudam. You have to stop wherever you are and go over to Rosh Chodesh. Then he writes in Tzorich Levarich Al Kriyas Rosh Chodesh Ayin Le'el Sim Kuf Mem. He doesn't weigh in. He says, look back in Sim Kuf Mem to figure out whether he should make a new bracha. And the Bir Halacha fills in there in Sim Tov Reish Pei Dalet. He says, you look back in Sim Kuf Mem, he fills in, Ratzon Deshom Yeh Shnei Deyas B'zeh. Okay, thanks. There are two deyas. We have to make another bracha. And the Rachonim say that Lemaisa, we paskin like the Deyas Shasavar to Tzorich Levarich. And that's how the Shari Ephraim paskins and so on. We make another bracha. Okay, in the Beis Yosef, in Sim Kuf Mem, printed in 37, he's paskins taka that, that's a question of whether he says, we take assume, in the case of the Sefer Torah, Tzorech Lachzor Levarach. That's what the Beis Yosef says in Simen Kuf Mem, Os Gimel 37. However, in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Kuf Mem, Siv Gimel, he says, 2 days, Yesh Omer Sheena Tzorech Lachzor Levarach, Yesh Omer Sheena Tzorech, the Taz, in Tivkot and Gimel notes that Kan Lo Hichriya in the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber just has two Yesh Omrins, whether you should make a new bracha when you roll to a different place or not. Okay, by the way, the case in Siman Kuf Mem is not a Hanukkah case, but it is also a case that sometimes comes up. The Baal Kori showed the Ola the wrong place. I could come up. He showed him the wrong place. Right, they made a bracha on that, and they realized, oh, he's in the wrong aliyah, he's in the wrong place. All right, sometimes it comes up, there's some sedras, in some form they print, there's some sedras where it's easy to make a mistake, because let's say Parshas Toldos. Parshas Toldos begins, Ve'ela Toldos Yitzchak Ben Avraham, but just a few lines earlier, it said Ve'ela Toldos Yishmoel, right, at the end of Parshas Chayesor. So it's easy to point to the wrong place, or Parshas Noso. Okay, Noso Zosh Bnei Gershom. Before that, it says the Noso Zosh Bnei Merari. So you have to figure out even the right place. That's what I'm talking about. It's in Kuf Mem. Anyway, I don't go into all the details there. It's interesting, but the Taz quotes that Avudraham and son, the Radvaz in the Tshuva in Source 40 Chelik Aleph Siman Reish Mem Ches dismisses the whole connection to the Yerushalmi. Finds that very very difficult. The Yerushalmi was talking about Birchas Hanenin. Here we're talking about Birchas Hamitzah. How can it be? It's not, you can't bring a raya from there and so on. So again, in Siman Kuf Mem, you can see I printed the Mishnah Berurah in 41 in Kotan Ches and Kotan Tez. You know, again, you know, Mishnah Berurah. If you're interested in that subject, in Siman Kuf Mem, does it matter whether it's in the same column? How open was the Sefer Torah when maybe the Ola has in mind? So whatever's open in front of him. So even if it was an earlier line or even an earlier paragraph. Anyway, he talks about that issue. If you're interested in that subject, but coming back to our subject, what everybody seems to agree, and there are more paskins, that you have to stop the Hanukkah laning. If you made you started by mistake tomorrow, and you started to read the Hanukkah laning by mistake, you have to stop. The only question is, should the Ola make a new bracha? Should not make a new bracha? Okay, fine. That's a discussion in Siman Kuf Mem. But is it so pashut? Is it so obvious that that is the correct halacha, that if you started the Hanukkah laning, you should stop and go over to the Rosh Chodesh laning? Is that so obvious? If you look in that same Avudram, the continuation 42, you look at that Avudram, there's some who say, no, the whole idea is wrong. You don't have to go, if you started the Hanukkah laning by mistake, you don't have to now go, I'm talking about tomorrow, right? The first Aliyah, the Kohen, started to read from Hanukkah, and then they always start yelling, what are we supposed to read? Rosh Chodesh first, which is correct. Yara, but they blew it. They made their goof. Okay, so it happens. So not so pashut, because Afal Pisha Seder came. Even though correctly you're supposed to start Rosh Chodesh, but Kevin Shniz Damen Lo Likos Beshal Chanukah, it happened there. Ken Chanukah, okay. So we have another principle: Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs. You can't just dismiss a mitzvah that came before you. And he refers to a Gemara in Yuma, okay, and it's not so pashut. And he says he refers to Tefillin, which we'll see. What's that all about? So that we know is a pasuk in Parshas Bo, Shmos Parakut Beis, pasuk in Zion, talking about the Korban Pesach. Says Ushmartem Es Hamatzos. And Rashi and Chumash quotes on the Mechilta. I printed the Mechilta in 45, but it's Mechilta Shmo Bo, Mesechta the Pisca Parshat Tes, Ushmartem Es Hamatzos. Rashi quotes in Chumash too. They're both there, 44 and 45. Rabbi Yoshi Omer Al Tikro Ken El Ushmartem Es Hamitzvos. Right? Read the word not only Ushmartem Es Hamatzos, the source for Shmura Matzah, but Ushmartem Es Hamitzvos, meaning Kederach Shein Machmitzen Es Hamatzah. When you have an opportunity to do a mitzvah, you don't pass it by. You do the mitzvah right away. Okay? And we pass like that. The Gemara says, that's a klal. And Rashi there in Yuma Lamed Gimel 47 says, it learned out from that mechilta, shmartem es hamatzos, koribei es hamitzos, lo tamtin. Don't let it get stale and fall asleep and so on. No, you got to do a mitzvah right away. In fact, on Lamed Gimel Beis, and that's what the Avudram in 42 referred to, Lamed Gimel Beis, the Gemara says, Amar Rav, Shmami Namad Eshokish, Aburi Dar Tatafta Oser, Hey Chavini Dar Tatafta. You know, we have Tfilin Shayad and Tfilin Shorosh. Okay, well, guess what? The Tfilin Shayad have to go on before the Tfilin Shorosh. Okay, the Tfilin Shayad are put on before the, how do we know that? Well, the Pasuk says, in Kriya Shema, right, there's a Dvar Parshat Eschana, in Perek Vav, Pasuk Ches, Ukshartem La'osai Yodecha first, then by L'tov Tafos Ben Erecha, Ukshartem La'osai Yodecha, as Rashi says, El Tfilin Shabizroa, that's the Tfilin Shayad, and the Hotos Ben Erecha is the Tfilin Shabarosh. So it's interesting, the Gemara Menachas, Lamed Vav Medbei, says, 52, Tana Keshu Meniach Menech Shayad, Vachakach Menech Shabarosh. When you put on your Tfilin, you put on the Tfilin Shayad first, and the Tfilin Shabarosh second. Ksheholetz, when you take it off, take off your shorosh first, and then your shalyad. The Gemara says, I understand why you got to put it on the yad before the rosh, because it says, ukshartam lo sayodecha, the hadar, and then lahalotelos neinecha. What's the difference in the order about taking it off? The Gemara says something else. It says, vahayu lototafos, benenech, vahayu in the plural, they will be totafos. Okay. Whatever you have, ben enecha, tefillin shel rosh on, you also have the tefillin shel yad on. Okay. And that's what we paskin, as we all know. Perek dalet, hilchos tefillin says, I mean, I printed the Rashi, so you have that special drosha. Whenever you have the tefillin shel yad on, you have the tefillin shel rosh on too. So even, I'm sorry, whenever you have the tefillin shel rosh on, you have to have the tefillin shel yad on. So that's why you take it off. You better take off the rosh. It's fine. That's how we paskin shel harach. And the Rambam also hilchos tefillin perek dalet lachahev kosher shel yad b'chak b'nech shel rosh. And the hilchos tefillin samach in shel harach sim chaf hey baruchaim sim hey v'nech shel yad chila then and but the brachas not and he discusses which brachas you say machlokas. Okay, fine. But anyway, getting back to our issue, the Gemara in Yuma on Lamed Gimel Bay said, therefore, position your shel yad and your shel rosh in a way that you won't violate ein mavrin al mitzvah. When you put your tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh away in your tefillin bag, don't put it in such a way that tomorrow you'll come upon the shel rosh first. Because of why? Ein mavir in ala mitzvahs. You can't do it with a mitzvah. Because then you'll touch the shel rosh. You'll be pulling out the, you can't pull out the shel rosh and then put that down and then take out the tefillin shel yad. That's ein mavir in ala mitzvahs. And you'll be running into trouble. So therefore says the Gemara that when you put it away in a proper fashion that you'll come upon the tefillin shel yad before you come upon the tefillin shel rosh. So you want to violate ein mavir in ala mitzvahs. But that's the idea of ein mavir in ala mitzvahs. The Avudram says that should be the same thing here. The guy you opened up already to the Chanukah lady. So now ein mavir in ala mitzvahs. That's what that's how this all relates to our topic. Okay. Based on that, the Avudram at the end there. In addition, it's another point. Okay. That how seriously we take this matter. Okay, there's a pasuk in Parshas Kisavo. This is a side point, but I'll go through quickly. 56. The Gemara says, right, when you make the vidui maaser, when you bring your tithes every 3 years, whatever, you know, I have the details now. Beginning of Parshas Kisavo, Parakavav pasuk Gimel Dvarim, you have to make a declaration. I did everything I was supposed to do. Kechol mitzvos hasher tzivisane. I followed all the mitzvahs. So Yerushalmi in Maseches Maaser Sheni, Parakei Halacha Hey, and I printed the Pinochet there too, it says, really? Can you honestly say that? You better make sure you did all the mitzvahs properly. You have to be able to say kechol mitzvos hasher tzivisani. So one opinion is it's talking about the mitzvahs relating to Maaser Sheni. But there's another opinion: is tanai tani kol mitzvahs shebetorah makvos. Okay, and if you violate any mitzvah in the Torah, you can't say that line. You can't say that line. And the Gemara says, "Rav Acha bar Papa said, really? Boy, Kumar was there. I feel hikdim tefillah shel rosh tefillah shel yad. Does it even mean you put on the tefillah shel rosh?" And before the tefillin shel yad, okay, I mean, it's not a real pasuk in the Torah. Does that count? Is not following what it says in the Torah? Amalei alfanah sorka. I think so, yes. I think even something like that counts. Okay, so you see how seriously the issue is taken, of avoiding that problem. And the din of ein mavrin ala mitzvahs plays a very important role. And that's why the Rambam paskins, hilchos tefillin perek dalet lachaches, he says, the usher, second line, tells you how to take the tefillin off. And then he says, the usher la adam laniach mitzvah labim and mitzvah charis. Okay? Ela mitzvah shetavah liyadah shodam mitzvah bahu mizaseh. Deal with that first. Therefore, lefichach, better put in, tzorech laniach shoyad lamala, kadeh shivka batchila, v'yilba shal say this. So therefore, that's why we put the tefillin away in that manner. So coming back to our issue, so that's what it said in the Avudram. Is that so obvious that if you made a mistake that you started to lay in the Chanukah laying tomorrow first, you have to stop? Again, that's another Ramon Paskin based on Avudram. Oh, Shaila, make the bracha, don't make the new bracha, whatever. But who says you have to stop in the first place? Is that so possible? Yeah, I understand there's a rule of Tadir and Rosh Chodesh laying comes before Chanukah laying, but against that, we have a rule of Ein, Mavir, and Al Hamitzus. Okay? So, and in fact, maybe you'll argue, okay, so Ein Mavir Ala Mitzvahs, maybe Tadir beats out Ein Mavir Ala Mitzvahs. Ein Mavir Ala Mitzvahs is an important thing, but maybe Tadir beats it out. Maybe the requirement to, you know, Tadir Shano Tadir, Tadir Kodim should beat out Ein Mavir. They're both principles. They're both important principles. And now we have a conflict. Okay. If I'm going to, I open, they started the coin made the bracha on the Chanukah Aliyah, and I have it all open to Bayom HaShvi'i tomorrow. So now what do I do? On the one hand, Tadir Vishenu Tadir Tadir Kodim, I better go ahead and roll back to Rosh Chodesh because Tadir is first. Okay. And Rosh Chodesh is more Tadir, it's more common. On the other hand, I have Ein Mavir Ala Mitzvahs. What wins? So, we seem to say that Tadir wins, but it's not so poshut. Okay. There is a din. I'm going to have to go through this quickly. This is right. Again, we're getting a little tour of different, so you see everything in the Torah is interrelated, right? That's part of Chanukah also to see the interconnection, everything in Torah, Torah, Rapeh, Torah, Sab. There is a pasuk in the beginning of Parshva Yikra. There is a din when we have Zrikas Adam. You have to sprinkle the dam, from Karbonas. But what do you do with the left? You know, a lot of blood comes out. You don't have to sprinkle it all. You sprinkle a little bit. What do you do with the rest of it? So the Gemara Pasuk says in the Chumash, Yikra, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Zayin, says, V'eskol adam, v'eskol dam apor, yishpoch, yisod mizbach olah, asher pes chamoyed. As Rashi said, it means shari adam. Whatever dam is left over, you pour in the yisod, the base of the mizbeach, mizbach olah. So those who say, Ezo Makomo, it's a little this, it's a mission Zvachim, right? The first mission, Ezo Makomo, Mem Zayin Amalaf and Zvachim, Ezo Makomo and Shal Zvachim. So it says certain korbanos, like the par v'sar shom ha-kippurim, which are korban chatos, par v'sar shom ha-kippurim, which are brought inside, it's chatos bifnim, shiore ha-dom ha-yosofech ha-yosod ma-rovi shal mizbeach ha-chitza. The leftover dam will be poured on the western side of the mizbeach ha-chitza. Okay? And the other parim and isofim and sirim and isham, other parim and isofim besides that, let's parim dovel, should see where alam dovel, should see where other things, okay? Also, shiara dovel isolah, see yosod maravi, shom mizbeach hachitza, report on the western side of the outer mizbeach, okay? Now, why is that? Why is that? So the Gemara asks, okay, again, whether these are ma'akev or not, then Rashi fills in which type of animals and korbanos we're talking about. We don't need all the details. The Gemara in Zvachim, nun alaf and alaf, shiara dovel my timer. Because that's the first place the Kohen will come with that extra dam when he after the Mizbeach Hanasa Bifnim, the Chatas and after Bifnim, the first place he'll come to is the western side. Okay, and therefore that's where he dumps it right away. Okay, in other words, the Rashi in Zvachim and Rav Hanav, Divrei Maaser Mai Tam in 65 explains the layout a little bit, and that's the pasuk says you sold Mizbach Ha'Ola Asher Pesach Ha'Omeid near the opening, the entryway. That's where he's going to come to first. Other korban chatos, which are chatos b'chutz, there it also says in Perek Dalet Vayikra, this is a regular chatos. So it says that's called in the Perek Dalet pasuk Lamed at the end. It says that's called Doma Yishpocha Yisod Mizbeach. So the later mission in Zvachim talk about these other korban chatos cases. Anun beizim beizim gomorim and gimel alav chatos atzibar v'yachad. These other types of chatos. Shara adam hayeshofer hayisod dromis was on the southern side. Okay, and the Gemara learns out how they figured out from the psukim that's on the southern side. Okay, because that's where the coin is coming down from mizbeach. That's an outer. Remember, the dam is poured on the outer mizbeach. These carbonos are brought on the outer mizbeach. When the coin comes down, he comes upon the southern side first. That's what comes out. Okay, again, you can read the details. The Rambam paskins this way. Hilchos Maaser Carbonos Parak Hei Alocha Yud, where he gives you all the where you're supposed to dump the blood and so on. Because the Mishnah there points out the Rambam seemed to quote the wrong pasuk because he quoted the pasuk by the earlier pasuk, and this should be the later pasuk. Fine. Again, we don't need to look at this time. The hour is late to look into every last detail of this point. But in any event, what emerges is Tosus points this out in Yuma Lam and Gimonav, Divya Maskla Ain Mavir Nala Mitzvah. Okay, Tosus says, based on this, if there's a rule Ain Mavir Nala Mitzvah, why did the pasuk have to have a source, a pasuk, a Yisodim Isbech, Asher Pesach Omoid? Okay, Lomali Kra, Amailo Nafka, we have a drosha, Ain Mavir Nala Mitzvah. Okay, so Tosas gives an answer similar to what we had in the beginning, the Shabbos. Maybe this rule, okay, of Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvah is only when you're only going to do one mitzvah, not the other. Okay, but in a case where you're going to do both, okay, maybe Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvah, Yishlom Adol Shachar, Yishlom Adol Hechad, Yishlom Adol Hechad, you're going to do both, and now the question is, which one do you do first? Because at the end of the day, the more Korban Chatas are brought outside. And so therefore, more tadir was the southern part of the Mizbeach, where they dumped the dam. Okay? But Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvah supplies, when you're going to do both, now it's a question, which you do first? So Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvah beats out tadir. That's why when you have the inner chatas karbonas, you pour the leftover dam on the southern, on the western part, that's what you come to first. Okay? But we wouldn't know it if another case, because we're only doing on one, that's a different, when you're doing both, that's a different story. So that's what Tosus there says in Yuma. He refers to the Gemara and Miguel of Avmed Beis, interesting sugya related to this year, though not to Hanukkah. Okay, there's a discussion of Gemara Megillah of Avmed Beis. When you have Adar Sheni, when's Purim? When do you read the Megillah? The first month or the second month? So one opinion is first month. Okay, because after all, and it says it makes sense. Ain Mavir Nala Mitzvah, right? You have 14 of Adar arrives. Ain Mavir Nala Mitzvah, the first month. The other opinion says no, you do it in the second month because Misma Gula Gula Adif. We want to relate the Gula of Purim. Juxtapose it to the Gula of Pesach, so you read it later, the Purim closer to Pesach. Fine. So there too, Tosfos discusses this sugi and Zvachim. But what emerges from all of that is, okay, to be honest, is that Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvah Okay, Ein Mavrin Al HaMitzvos seems even to beat out Tadir. Okay, even though most of the Karbonos, the dam was poured on the southern part of the Yisodah Mizbeach, right? But here you have the Ein Mavrin Al HaMitzvos, because that's what you come upon first. You come there first, do it there. So the Karbon Asana on the Russian Megillah, Perek Dalet Simen Yud, it's always Gimel in the Karbon Asana on Simen Yud, he asks against this whole rule. He says, Vim Tov Hiskel Likros B'Shal Chanukah, Tzorach LaHafsik Likros Rosh Chodesh, Kain Pirish Ramah, that's the Ramah we read, and there because Tadir and Tadir Kodim, Vani Omer Delesa, I think it's not correct, said the Karbon Asana. Dein Marvin Al-Mitz is Docha as Tadir. Ein Marvin Al-Mitz beats out Tadir. Mariah is there, not Tosis and Yuma, okay, related to Amar Vela Mitzvahs and the Shara Hadam and so on. And you see that the so dromi is Tadir, right? He said, my Kashi, how you so dromi Tadir? The southern part of the Mizbeach was where more of the Dam was. Alma Ela Shmamino, the Amar Vela Doche, it's not Tadir. So that's his Kasha, okay? Not only that, but it looks like that from the Beis Yosef also in Simon Chav Hei, okay, that Amar Vela Mitzvahs beats out Tadir, okay? And the Arminigi says is to put your tzitzis, your talis on first, okay? And he also talks about the question of where you should put your talis in your bag, you know, with regards to the tefillin and so on and so forth. Okay. So he says, make sure you put your talis in such a way you also come upon that first before the tefillin. Okay. And it also appears in the read to that base also, it also appears from there that, that Ein Mavrin Al HaMitzvos will beat out the Tadir. Okay. The Birka Yosef answers the, so here the kasha. So the Ramah is very shrewd. The Ramah seems to accept that Abudram, who says, Ein Mavrin Al HaMitzvos, I'm sorry, he says, Tadir Kodem, stop your laning of the Chanukah. Don't do it. Move over to Rosh Chodesh. And these are Karban HaSanal. Others say it's not true. What happened to Ein Mavrin Al HaMitzvos? Okay, so the Birka Yosef has a very fascinating analysis. In the Birka Yosef in Simon Kuf Mem, in Simon Kot Nalav, he quotes that Ramah from Simon Tov Reish Pedal about Chanukah, and he quotes the Karban HaSanal's Kasha, and he gives a teretz based on a very fascinating case. Okay, we'll have to jump around a little bit one more time to see different things, and we'll weave it all back together. He refers to a tshuva from the Chacham Tzvi, Simon Kuf Vav, which is down at 84, but the Chacham Tzvi himself was talking about something from the Radvaz, a famous tshuva of the Radvaz, Chelek Dalet Simon Yud Gimel, okay, which I printed at 81. We'll tie it all together, and we'll wrap up. Simon Elif Pei Zayin all together. Listen to this case, famous case, 81. Shela Ruvain, Hayachavosh Beveis Vasulim. Certain guy, was a Jew, was in jail. We don't know why. We don't know what he did. We don't know who he was. We call him Ruvain. And the authorities decided they're going to let him out to join the Jewish community for one day. Right? He was so upset about being arrested. So they let him out to go daven the minyan and to do whatever mitzvahs. Okay, he pleaded before the officials and the jail keepers and the government officials and he appealed, whatever it was. Okay, so now they agreed to let him out, go. They let him go out one day a year. When should he go? What day should he pick? This is your choice. So he said in 81 of Tshuva, Radvaz writes, Hine ra'isi echor mechach meidah reina b'tshuva davai zed tzol v'ayim adrim, ve'ala acharis b'yadu v'ali yisod ru'u v'ina, but he saw the v'tchila kosov d'adav yom ha-kippurim. Let him pick Yom Kippur. I hear that. Okay. And then he said, no, maybe not Yom Kippur, let it be Purim. Because you can hear Kriyas HaMegillah, B'tzibur, and so Yom Kippur, you can down without a minion. Okay, it's not as pleasant, but you can down without a minion. Purim, it's a bigger issue here with a minion. And my opinion concludes what Radvaz is, neither of them are correct. You know when you go out? The first available opportunity. It could be a regular Tuesday in March. It could be a regular Thursday in November. It doesn't matter. Whenever it is, your first opportunity. Ein Mavrin Al HaMitzvos. And we don't know. We can't figure out which mitzvah is more important, which less important. That's what the Radvaz says in that tshuva. Fascinating. Tshuva, famous tshuva. Okay. So the Chacham Tzvi analyzes that. And he says I have a problem with that. Because there's a sugya in Menachos Mem Tes Amud Aleph, 82. Okay. Which says the following. Tzibor did not have enough animals for the Karbonos. Okay. And it was Shabbos. The next day, of course, is Sunday. So what should he do? I brought the Karbon Tamid this morning. Now I have another animal for the Musaf today. Okay. But then I won't have enough for the Tamid either later today or tomorrow. Okay. Enough for the Tamid. What wins out? Okay. So he says, El Tamidim de la Machar Musafin da Idna. If the question of tomorrow's Tamid and today's Musaf, Tamidin Adifish Kain Tadir. Musaf is a greater kedusha. Yeah, but one second, what happened to Amar Vela Mitzvos? That's the Chacham Tzvi one. The Gemara didn't bring that up. The Gemara should have brought up. You should definitely do the Karbon Musaf for today. And you want to have an animal for tomorrow's time? Okay, tomorrow I have to worry about tomorrow. Today I have this mitzvah, Amar Vela Mitzvos. The Gemara didn't bring it up. Okay, so the Chacham Tzvi suggests, okay, that So first of all, it seems to be a kash against the Radvaz. You know, the Gemara said, you do whatever comes first, like in the Tzuz Radvaz. Pick whichever day comes first. Never mind Yom Kippur, never mind Purim. Pick whichever day comes first. So the Chacham Tzvi says, you know, maybe the Radvaz is right, okay, when it depends, you know, is one mitzvah more important than the other and so on. He refers to a sugya in Moikot and Daftes based on two conflicting psukim and Mishlei. Mishlei Paragdal, Pasuk of 85. Pales, Maga, Regalach, Amachol, Drechay, Yikono, and a Pasuk Perches, and so on. So the Gemara says in Moikot and Tesla, on the one hand, it seems to say that anytime you have a mitzvah, okay, if a mitzvah is a greater mitzvah, do that, okay? On the other hand, it seems to say do the whichever is first. So it says depends, the Gemara says depends whether other people can do the mitzvah or not. In any event, based on this, the Chacham Tzvi says, I understand when you can't rank, a mitzvah. Some mitzvahs you can rank, okay? But when you have mitzvahs, which is basically the same mitzvah, okay, basically the same mitzvah, then we'll say, figure out which one is more important, okay? It's basically the same, which angle, you know, which one has more importance. But by two, when you have two different mitzvahs not related to each other, then we say, the concluding of the Chamtzi, Ein Mavir and Kala Mipnei Chamura, okay? But still, you know, Ein Mavir and Kala Mipnei Chamura, doesn't matter, okay? That's the rule of the Radvaz. So based on that Chacham Tzvi, look what he says. Look at Chacham Tzvi's last line. V'chein ahi detinu shom yeshoma dekechada mitzvah chashivi. The travayu avodas hakarbonas. Both the musaf, the tamid, it's the same mitzvah. Okay, it's the same mitzvah. This is a karbon, that's a karbon. Right? It's basically the same mitzvah. Okay, so over there, you don't have to worry about ein mavir nala mitzvah, because by doing the other second, you can push aside mitzvah, because not mitzvah A and B, they're the same mitzvah, so I'm doing a different one. There's no violation of ein mavir nala mitzvah in that case. That's what the Chacham Tzvi concludes. In the case of the Gemara and Menachah, in the other cases, you know, let's say you can come up with other cases, there'd be a violation, okay, because of ein mavir nala mitzvah. But here, when you're dealing with the exact same mitzvah, just a different aspect. This is a Talmud, this is a Musaf. Okay, shkayach, but it's still fundamentally the same mitzvah. So there, we'll say, in that case, there's it's like one animal, okay. So there, we're going to say, you can push aside one for the other because there's no problem, it's the same mitzvah. So based on that, says the Chidor, in the Birkei Yosef, in some Kufman, back in source number 80, he says, based on that, I would say you can maybe do the same thing over here, okay? Laning is laning. Kriyas HaTorah for Shchodesh, Kriyas HaTorah Chanukah. It's the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah. Okay? So that, the Korban Asanel asked against the Ramos Psak, what do you mean you should stop laying the Chanukah laning, go to Rosh Chodesh because of Tadir? What happened to Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvahs? Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvahs beats out Tadir. He proved that from the, you know, from the other Sugya. Ein Mavir beats out Tadir. Right? So the Chido answers based on this Chacham Tzvi. He says, no, because laning is the same mitzvah. Okay, lefi devarav kriyas shchodesh shchanuka kechada mitzvah chashiv the hashinan or hashinan. They're both learning, they're both laning. It's like they're both karbonas. Okay, it's the same thing. Therefore, the karbon asanos question answer. It's not a violation of ein mavir nala mitzvah. So what you're left with is tadir. So that is how the chidor defends the psak of the Ramah, that it's not a problem ein mavir nala mitzvah because it's fundamentally the exact same mitzvah. Just a different. This is a chanukah laning. This is a rosh chodesh laning. But it's kriyas haTorah. That's his answer. The Mogan of Rom, moving now to finish up, the Mogan of Rom, in Sima Tofresh, paid dollars in Kot Mechaz, he, like Ramos says, Torek Lahafsik, Afal Gav, the Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvahs, Hachi Me'akbos, the Domi Lahakdim Chon Sharosh Shal Yad. Okay, of course, also, you know, even if you took out the Sharosh by mistake, first, you still have to put on the Shal Yad. Now, you can argue that, you know, that's a Pasuk, right, Behoyu, okay, but that's what the Mogan of Rom also seems to agree with Ramos. However, the Taz, in Sukkot and Dalet, not so fast. Okay, Nira Lanis Daiti, the high piece of Ramon loved Samcha. I think the Ramon's wrong. Okay, came on the Pasuk, but the Evid Mishal Chanukah, Ein Mavir Nala. So you started the Chanukah lane, you don't have to stop and go back. Okay, and if you do it, it gets you into the whole question, which make another bracha. And so, why should you get yourself that whole problem of Savak brachas? But the Evid Kore Hakom Mishal Chanukah, Macharka Chikra Lachem Shorosh Chodesh, came Nira Lee, the Chain Kosavli Harab Maratoli Katz, Bechuba, and Taz quotes others. The Ramon, we don't pass, he says we don't pass at the Ramon in this case. And if you started the Chanukah, the Zunta Hate, I mean, The best thing is to be careful and look in the sitter, look in the luach. You know, but in case you blew it, he started the Chanukah. He seems to say that it's okay. And Mr. Brewer in Sukkot Nizayin quotes it. Ayin betaz shekosev the hype sukkah lav the samchu ve'ain tzorach mahafsik elakori kol mishal Chanukah v'chakar chikar lachem shor shchodesh. Okay, and he refers to the bir halacha there in Simtov Reish Peidal Tziv Gimel Dumasim Ta, where he again seems to say that many of the Achronim go against the Ramah on this one. He also says, and he thinks that. When did you catch the mistake? Okay, so if you caught the mistake after three psukim of the Chanukah laning, then even the Ramah would say, okay, good, for Fafalan, you don't have to now jump back to Rosh Chodesh. Okay, yeah, you already yotze the Chanukah laning. And he quotes the Moroksiyah that's recommended from many Achronim who feel that in this particular case we don't follow. Then he discussed at the end, well, what if the guy didn't finish the bracha? He just said Baruch Atah. Then they caught it. All right, so you have all these different permutations. But in any event, at the end of the day, the Mishnah Berurah seems to also lean towards the Taz and say, you made a mistake. You made the Chanukah laning first. You don't have to, it's okay. You can finish it. Again, the Kabbalists, Ein Mavrin Al HaMitzvos, that also plays a role, even though the Chidor, the good Teretz, based on the Rabbis, based on the Chacham Tzvi, that we don't always apply Ein Mavrin Al HaMitzvos, but he feels it applies over here. That's what I heard him say just at the end of 93, the Bir Halacha adds, over Rosh Chodesh Tevis this morning. Okay. What if they made a mistake and read Chanukah from the second Aliyah, the second Sefer Torah? Shvi was from Chanukah. Okay, and then the third one, they relay in Rosh Chodesh. So he says, so what haftorah should you do? Okay, now you made a mistake. Okay, what haftorah do you say? He says he can still read the Chanukah haftorah, but the Yavid, if you read the haftorah Rosh Chodesh, Aruch HaShulchan also, and with this we finish, Tov Reish Peidal Tziv Hei, in the Aruch HaShulchan 94, he also quotes that Ramah, but he quotes that many people disagree with that, Rosh Chalkin, and they say, finish the Chanukah. I think that's what most people do. Then even the Ramah agrees, and so on, and that's what you should do. And Lamaisa Yesh Lasos, Kashi Yesh Chalkin, Mishum Pekama, Sevet Torah, V'chen Adin, B'Shabbos Chanukah, Shabbat Rosh Chodesh, and so he says that we should do it like the Yesh Chalkin, not like this Ramah. So the best thing, Rabosai, is to try and avoid the mistakes. Somebody in the shul should be alert and pay attention to, which Sefer Torah is coming out when and what you're doing. But in case of mistakes, we had some interesting analyses. I'll take the opportunity to wish everybody a Freilich and Chanukah, what's left of Chanukah, and hopefully then a Guten Chodesh, and hopefully we'll all have the right laning tomorrow, and enjoy the rest of Chanukah. A Gute Woche.
Good Woche.